Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Law and Ordeals podcast, asking you the question this week: do you know where your goat is? We'll make sense of that in just a second. I'm J.R. Radcliffe, Lake Country Publications, now newspaper sports director.
And I'm Lainey Seiler, specialty media editor.
Waffles the Goat is on the loose in Oconomowoc. We will explain that just here in a couple seconds. Very exciting. Also, some surprising damage done to some sidewalk, apparently, elsewhere in Lake Country. And a couple other great items as we sift through the strange and stupid of Milwaukee area police reports. We're going to start in Oconomowoc. Where
strange, not stupid,
though. It's very strange. Our five-month-old goat friend, Waffles, was owned by a couple in Oconomowoc. Picked up by police at 6:50 a.m. July 5th and taken to the pound while they tried to find his owners. He was wandering on Concord Street about a block from where he lived when officers picked him up. On its Facebook page, the Oconomowoc Police Department posted a picture of Waffles in the back of a squad car in an attempt to find the owner. One Facebook user said, "Investigation shouldn't take long because there can't be all that many people missing a goat." Waffles was reunited with his family eventually. It was a great, a heartwarming story. A five-month-old goat in custody, in police custody in Oconomowoc.
It was great. There was a photo of Waffles in the back of the squad car.
Right.
Taken down.
We can't have that riffraff in our streets in Oconomowoc. Yes, obviously this is a more lighthearted entry. Nobody in the police department was really, really trying to do any harm or like take him off the streets or get rid of him or anything. It is legal to have a goat in Oconomowoc, the celebrated pet. It was a wedding present actually for this couple. This young goat, which is one of the more unique wedding presents I can think of.
You had to request that, right?
That definitely had to be something you register for. You don't just get a goat. You register for livestock.
Like if someone asked, gave you a goat for Christmas.
I mean, at first I'd be like, that's funny. I'm giving it to someone who knows what to do with it because I ain't working with a goat. Also, I'm pretty sure our ordinances in Wauwatosa would disallow such a thing.
Probably.
Not positive, just pretty sure.
Some people would definitely be posting on it on the social media next door site.
A little inside baseball look at trying to cover news in the modern era. Anything that involves an animal is a story that you have to follow. Now, without being ridiculous, but if there's an animal rescue or animal in peril, let me tell you people care more about animals than other human beings. This is a fact of life, and I repeat this to many people. It is true that people are more concerned with what's going on in the lives of animals than human beings. I'm not even talking about this particular story, which I also think is charming and fascinating, but if there's an animal involved, you can bet you have captured a population, a large population of people who would otherwise not click if the same situation were befalling a human being.
Yeah. I mean, human beings don't, or human beings sometimes, crash cars into things.
That's true. We don't like them.
As we'll discover later in this podcast.
What happened if a goat crashed a car into something? Would they go into police custody, or would we all say, oh, that's so cute, a goat driving a car into a building?
Look, Noak says that they're actually very good pets, and they get along really well with dogs. So now I'm, of
Who
course,
knew?
Interested. Maybe my cat would like a friend.
Maybe your cat would like a goat. And, I mean, they do seem pretty docile when you go to the petting zoo. They seem like pretty chill creatures. They're going to eat everything, but other than that, Maybe that's something I'll look into.
Put them to work with your yard.
We could do that. We could do that. And I imagine there won't be many bunnies around because there's a goat there. So, there you go. Would never need to mow.
Yeah, speaking of other yard-related incidents, over in Delafield, a 59-year-old man told police he wanted lawn care service fined. This was at about noon on June 30th for, quote, getting grass on his driveway. In the 700 block of Main Street, the police report said the man also claimed his car was damaged because, quote, grass landed on it. No enforcement action was taken.
This is one that made me laugh out loud when I read it the first time. It's highly unlikely, in my opinion, that concrete can be ruined when grass lands on it. But I don't know. Maybe there's some chemical in the grass. I can't explain that, but that is a little bit of a leap. A little bit of a leap in logic.
Is it his lawn care service? Because just don't hire him again.
I'm guessing it's the neighbor's lawn care.
Maybe. Talk to
and
neighbor.
And you know, like the, you know how that works with a lawnmower. The grass goes flying.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that's
that?
That's a normal thing.
It is so normal. And also, if the wind blew, it would probably blow grass clippings onto your lawn. I do when I mow. We live in a sub, you know, subdivision.
Yeah.
I do try, not a subdivision, but like the suburb.
Yeah.
I do try not to get grass clippings on my neighbor's driveway, and I don't know why. Like, I'm sure they don't care, but I do try to, like, I just don't want my mess going everywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
I just try to be extra considerate. But if my neighbor called the cops on me for, quote, ruining their driveway, I think I would flip a freaking gasket.
I would be pretty irritated. Guess what, JR? You're a better neighbor than me because I don't pay attention.
Yes, I try to be extra cautious with my neighbors just because I might need them to, you know, save me someday from who knows what. In Pewaukee, police stopped and advised a 20-year-old Pewaukee man after he pedaled past them on his bike holding up his middle finger at about 12:30 on June 22nd at the lakefront. A police report said the man disregarded multiple traffic laws while biking away from officers. Rogue biker on the loose in Pewaukee, flashing middle fingers, disobeying traffic laws. What is the world coming to, Lane?
I don't know. I mean, I think that the ticket he got was the police's equivalent of a middle finger back.
You're absolutely right. Fine. You're going to flash the middle finger. We've got you with a citation. Enjoy it.
Like, how dumb are you?
I don't know. I'm guessing there was something that, when you get these police reports, you never get the full story. Did the driver just happen to randomly start throwing middle fingers around at people? I doubt it.
I mean, maybe, but probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's always, like, if you dig in deeper, like, remember we had that, like, prostitute throwing $2 or
yes.
whatever, that one.
Trying to pay his bill in $2 and quarters,
yeah,
right.
And you're like, oh my god, that's hilarious. Someone would try and pay a sex worker $2 and quarters. But then you like read more about the story and you're like, oh, it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not funny anymore. You got to stick to the facts
yeah.
you have or things start to get really, really
yeah.
not funny. Yeah. So what about Waukesha, our favorite location?
Waukesha, this one's also very lighthearted. Actually, kind of a feel-good story.
A feel-good story. We don't do that a lot here on Law and Ordeals.
A dumpster diver found a wallet with the driver's license and other identifying information behind Rue 21 on Sunset Drive. The wallet was turned over to police.
1 a.m, dumpster diver with a heart of gold. Being willing to turn in the wallet. What are you dumpster diving for? Well, I guess food and whatnot, but like, wouldn't
at
you
Rue
take
21?
Take the money, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's
like,
a good point.
What an honest dumpster diver.
That's great. There are good people in the world. Even
very
amongst
poor.
Those of us who are less advantaged, there are great people in the world. That is the
I
good
mean,
thing to take
I
away from this one.
I feel convinced that I am not as good a person as this dumpster diver.
No, I agree with you. I would probably, if I were in that situation, not return the wallet, but I don't know. Maybe there was no cash in it. You know, like, you can't use credit cards because once somebody loses them, they're canceled. So really,
yeah, just let it be this good deed.
It is a good deed. It is a good deed. Also in Waukesha, a woman from Chestnut Lane asked police to take adult movies that reportedly were dropped in her mailbox at 10 p.m. June 26th by someone in a dark-colored pickup truck. The woman said there were young children in her house and she did not want the adult materials around. Fair, I wouldn't want them around either, but do you... Do you really need to call the cops there? Is that really the solution?
Can.
There's a trash can
trash
somewhere.
Can.
I mean, you don't even need to bring them in your house.
Are
Did
your
she not even want to touch
dumpster
them?
Divers? Because I think you'll be okay if you throw in the trash.
And this says adult movies specifically. So we're not talking about, like, paraphernalia that you just don't even want to touch. These are, like, DVDs or whatever. Somebody
yeah.
obviously got their signals crossed and found the wrong mailbox.
Right.
So just throw them away. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to jump up and bite you or corrupt your children
right.
over, you know, just by,
I mean,
like, seeing if they exist.
Your children are in much more danger of finding this stuff on the internet, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Who does DVDs anymore anyway? I'm sure that's a lost art, I have to think.
I wonder if they're VHSs. Does it say DVDs?
It does not. It just says movies. VHSs yeah. could be VHS. Making a comeback, VHS. No, it's not. That's a lie. That is a lie I told.
All right, moving over to Greenfield. Police responded to a report that two male residents were fighting at a senior assisted living facility. The men apparently got into an altercation over the TV remote control while watching wrestling. They were warned about their behavior and agreed to stay in their rooms for the rest of the evening.
Love that we needed the police to get involved on this. Love, I feel a little like hesitant because, you know, like the elderly, you don't want to make fun of them, but because the TV remote is probably a super important thing in their lives. However, can totally see it happening. Over wrestling, no less. Of course, of course it was over wrestling. This sounds like the type of thing police responded to with a smile on their face throughout the whole thing. Like, you, sir, go to your room. You, sir, go to your room. No one's watching TV tonight. Also, no supper.
Right. Well, and you know some 20-year-old dudes probably had the same fight.
Oh, of course they did. Of course they did. Or
it's just universal.
Siblings have that fight every day. You're right. It is. It's universal. It's universal. We fight over the remote control. That's like an ages-old trope at this point.
I know.
Since everybody has their own screens and we don't really need to share any TV anymore. But maybe it
still happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for those of us that don't quite know how tablets work or phones or things like that. So. It's still funny. Anyway, in Port Washington, at 1:12 p.m. June 25th, a 12-year-old juvenile was cited for property damage to private property after driving a vehicle to the dumpsters in the parking lot at Sunset Road and sideswiping it on a retaining wall. The emphasis on 12 years old driving a truck, that's a little concerning.
Yep. Obviously, he's not very good at it.
No, clearly not.
She
has a little bit of work to go, including 4 more years before can legally even drive a car. So there's a lot of time for this person to learn what they were doing wrong this particular time.
Oops.
Hey, that's it for us this week on Law and Ordeals. Hope you enjoyed our dive into the strange and stupid of Milwaukee area police reports. We'll be back with you in a couple weeks. Waffles the goat forever!
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.